In the name of the one living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father. And I will love them and reveal myself to them. John 14, 20, 21. We set this weekend as a special memorial to all those men and women who for over 300 years have sacrificed their lives that we may enjoy the freedom that we have today. From the American Revolution to the conflict we experience in Iraq and Afghanistan, we give thanks to those who unfailingly serve our country to preserve those freedoms that we so much love. To attain true peace, we must put our trust in our Lord Jesus Christ and follow the commandment of love, for it is through this love that we become one with Christ. Jesus exclaimed to the disciples in the upper room after his resurrection, "Peace be with you." The Gospel of John relates that these were the first words of the risen Lord to his followers. We, who are his followers in this generation, use this same resurrection greeting every time we gather to celebrate the Easter feast together. All year long, we greet each other at the beginning of the Eucharist with these resurrection words and embrace the peace of the risen Christ. These are also the first words spoken to the newly baptized, as they have professed our baptism faith with us and are anointed and prayed over. Christ, who has poured out his Spirit upon them and us, greets all with the words of resurrection life. Peace be with you. Jesus is telling us, do not believe that I have abandoned you or left you floundering. Peace is my enduring gift to you, and I am always with you. The scriptures for this day are even more specific than that. What does it mean for us to say Christ, risen Christ, is always with us? What does it mean to say Christ stands in our midst? It means that when people see us, they are seeing Christ. And when people see us, they are seeing the face of the one who sent Christ, the one whom Jesus now teaches us to call our Father. When people leave behind their fears and choose to walk by faith in God's love, they become like Christ. And their transformation from fear to faith reveals Christ, who does stand in our very midst. The Easter Gospel tells how Christ transformed the panic and the fright of the first disciples into joy and wonder. Because of the risen Christ, those who were once afraid became witnesses, messengers, yes, even heralds. Now, communities of faith see this same transformation with their own eyes as Christ leads us from fear to faith, from doubt to trust. This is our prayer every time we gather in this Easter season, that Christ will transform us, that Christ will open our eyes to see that he is still forming people as his disciples. So often people think they should gather on Sunday only if they're filled with faith. Too many think that only those with perfected faith are welcome or worthy here. That's pure nonsense. Pure nonsense. No community of Christians, I don't care what denomination they are, is a gathering of perfected people. Fortunately, the risen Christ does not demand perfection from us. Christians gather because the risen Christ is still forming us, still leading us from fear to faith. We all know that fear is such a part of life for us, woven deep within our hearts. Every generation of disciples, every congregation is a mixture of faith and, yes, lack of faith. The gospel affirms the risen Christ pledged to be with us, to not leave us orphaned. Have you ever awakened, determined to make a difference in the world by living for Christ? You spring out of bed, eager to be a messenger of his love. You go through your day. Things don't go as well as you expected. And by evening, you're left with wondering what happened. The spring in your step is gone. You tried hard to live as an ambassador for Christ. You really wanted people to know that Jesus is the source of your joy. Yet looking back, you sense something is missing. It was as if all your efforts were inadequate, not sufficiently persuasive, faithful, or even loving. Days like this are bound to come. But when they do, try to look at them as gifts from God. It's on these days that God can remind us that on our own, our human efforts are totally inadequate. Peter and the other disciples had to let Jesus wash their feet, and so do we. It's only by allowing Jesus to minister to us that we will find the grace that we need to minister to other people. Picture yourself at the bottom of a long staircase with Jesus standing on the top step. The sight of his glory and love coming from his heart captivate you and make you want to be with him. But every time you try to go up a couple of steps, you slide back. Finally, frustrated and sore, you take the courage and you ask him for help. And in an instant, Jesus descends to the very lowest step, picks you up, and carries you up to the top. Tomorrow or the next day, do not have to become one of those days. Start your day by entering into God's presence through prayer and a peaceful openness. Let Jesus wash your feet. Accept the freeing truth that you will never become a messenger of God's love on your own. God never intended you to. You are someone he has sent in his name. You are a vessel of his presence, his light, and his grace. Let our blessed Lord's presence and his promise fill you so that you can radiate his joy to everyone you meet. So we remain confident that Christ can transform us, indeed transform the whole church. And we pray that Christ will lead us from darkness to light, and from fear to faith. May God's peace be with you.